And that was the Dexys with Women of Ireland from Let the Record Show. Dexys do Irish and country soul. And prior to that was Coop Boys and Simpson with We Got Fooled Again from their fine album As If. And yeah, I think that probably sums up the Brexit election, since they managed to set a record on Google for what happens if we leave the EU. So obviously people really didn't realize what they were voting for. And already the backlash has started in the fact that the English didn't care a whit about what Scotland or the north of Ireland felt, which voted overwhelmingly to remain in the EU. And definitely a lot of people, I think, did not realize how much the EU subsidies contributed to the National Health Service, to their village continuing. And not only that, but also to the farmers, too. Well, we're going to have, as many people have already pointed out, we have the same possibility showing up in November. We'll just have to wait and see how things go. Prior to Coop Boys and Simpson was Layla McCullough doing Etta Jenkins' song Little Sparrow from A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. And we started off with Runrig with The Rise and Fall and Elegy. And that wasn't the happiest cut in the world there. Yep, I think they could have done a better job of the fade out on that album. It's called The Story. It's out on Sony. It is 9:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is where we sort of segue into Between the Worlds. We have just passed midsummer. We're coming up to the glorious 4th. Our own particular celebration of freedom. And many will be the barbecues, as my counterpart DJ Ryan on Monday mornings mentioned, is he's going to be absent, but I will be in town, so Celtic Dawn will continue on the 4th. It is 9:04. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. First up, in Jethro Tull. Thank you.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
And dream. I built myself a time machine, said goodbye to all my friends, set the date and off I went. I went back to 69, heard Hendrix play for the very first time. I cried when I heard Jim Morrison sing, gave the 12 steps to the Lizard King as pages turn. Let us love, let us love as pages turn. Let us love. To meet Jesus Christ before he paid his father's price. I met Prophet Muhammad too, didn't try to change their point of view. The only thing I wanted them to hear was to make their message crystal clear. That peace is love and love is peace. Just hear those words and find release. As pages turn, let us love, let us love.
Stop making the same mistake.
And that was Damn the Bard with Time Machine from his album Sabbath. Before that was Fritz Jung with a song called Starwood that he put out on a private cassette. For those of you not in the know, Starwood no longer takes place at Brushwood in Sherman, New York. However, there's another terrific gathering that's happening in a couple of weeks there called Sirius Rising that is a whole lot of fun. Before that was Kiva with High Summer Redux from A Call to Beauty. Great voice of Ariana Lightning Storm there. And we started off with Jethro Tull doing Pan Dance from Minstrel in the Gallery. It is 9:24. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. June the 27th, fairies being particularly active in the period between Midsummer and St. Peter's Day, now is a good time to bind them to your service. But if you do see the fairies, be sure you never tell. Elias Ashmole's manuscripts from the late 17th century record a charm to catch a fairy, but be sure you know what you want to wish for to do that. June the 28th, sea travel to foreign parts, reckoned to be safe after midsummer. Guard against seasickness and outlandish foods. June the 29th is St. Peter's Day. Rush bearings now in full swing. Good day to you, you merry men all. Come listen to our rhyme, for we should have you not forget this is midsummer time. So bring your rushes, bring your garlands, roses, John's wort, vervain too. Now is the time for our rejoicing. Come along, folks, come along, do. Midsummer and St. Peter tide are the favorite seasons for rush bearings. When rushes are in the eastern England counties, new mown hay are brought in procession to churches and occasionally strewn there as a floor covering. In northwestern England, particularly, rush carts with towering flower-bedecked loads of plaited rushes were the focus of the procession, and the rush bearing was the great day of the year. June the 30th, prepare to begin haymaking. July is the month of haymaking, named in honor of Julius Caesar. In Welsh, it's known as Gorfanaf, the month of completion. In Gaelic, it's an Mios Bui, the yellow month, and in Anglo-Saxon, it's Litha, the month of the midsummer moon. On July the 1st, if the 1st of July, it be rainy weather, 'twill rain more or less for 4 weeks together. I actually believe we have a possibility of rain on Tuesday and Wednesday, but then I haven't seen anything past that, so we'll just have to hope that Friday is clear. Spells of continuous fair weather now needed to dry out hay and mature growing corn, yet beware also the ill effects of heat and the diseases proceeding therefrom. It also used to be that in the month of July, you were encouraged to eschew all wanton bed sports and of all things forbear lettuce. And that advice comes from Markham's The English Husbandman of 1635. July the 2nd, haymaking should now be well in hand. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry of 1573. Notes, let hay still abide till well it be dried, then go, sirs, away to Ted and make hay. If storms draweth nigh, then cock apace cry. One was advised to employ marsh or husbandman's wound wart against wounds sustained in haymaking, because before the mechanical reaper, it used to be that it was a string of people with scythes who mowed the fields, and it was easy enough to get a leg caught up in them. July the 3rd, the hot and unhealthy dog days, when Sirius the dog star is in the ascendant, begin today and continue until about August the 11th. So by all means, if you haven't gotten your air conditioners in the window or and tuned up your whole house air conditioning, now would be an excellent time to do it. Okay, we're going to hear from Phil Thornton and Labana, and then something from the Cambridge Revels. And I
Sunshine of strong, make the daylight last long. Shine, 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 shine. Moon, catch the light, burn it in the face of night. Shine, 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 shine. Sunshine of strong, make the daylight last long. Sunshine.
is done, I turn my gaze towards the setting sun. I taste the incense in the air, I hear the sound of drums. The chill of the evening descends. All day long I've been working hard for the man, but now's the time to ditch this skin and be who I am. Some people just don't understand. You can keep your devil, I'll dance with Pan. For I will fly free on the wings of ecstasy, and I will dance free to the music of fairy. Earmog, Beltane, Lunar Star and Samhain, equinox and solstice, on hilltops in forest tonight, to the Sabbath I will ride. With the fairy queen beneath the silver moon, I will taste the honey mead and chant the witch's rune. My heart with the pulse of the land. Witness now the union of chalice and of blade, of life and death and life again. The union is made by power of land and of sea, by power of will, so mote it be. For I will fly free on the wings of ecstasy, and I will dance free to the music of fairy. Earmog, Beltane, Lunar Star and Samhain, equinox and solstice, on hilltops in forest tonight, to the Sabbath I will ride. Is done, the sun will rise upon a brand new day, and I along with millions go out to earn our pay. They see just what they want to see, but I have danced with the fairy queen, shared the mead of the sun. I have worn the oaken crown before the horned one, and I'll know it's time to return when I see those pagan fires burn. For I will fly free on the wings of ecstasy, and I will dance free to the music of fairy. Earmog, Beltane, Lunar Star and Samhain, equinox and solstice, on hilltops in forest tonight, to the Sabbath I will ride.
Is there a song that invests the storm, a cavern in spring and mouth, with its cadence and stylized, the blistered palm holding its tune? And would you still stand ear-cocked alone with the baying of blood-eared hounds, and suffer facing the serpent's bite, the dagger of the moon? Sing the heart of the water, shape the dun clay, see the fire, think on the wind, spread your wings and fly high. Let the mirror call you, touch your doorway, no desire, but open it not, lest you surely die. In a secret round, on cloven step the circle spoke, in salted sands and tidal runes. And hear a song that enchants the storm, a dormant ring it now, beyond the cloth of astral smoke, without the strident clock rites tune. Open your eye and let it fall, dagger of the moon.
Jaggery with This Way, That Way from Crux. We certainly hope that Molly Sastry recovers from an awful bout of laryngitis, which is very much impacted their southern tour. And they've had to cancel a number of shows. So, Molly could use all the good juju for her voice that you can spare. Before that was Emerald Rose with Dagger of the Moon from Archives of Ages to Come. We heard Damn the Bard doing Sabbath, the title track from his latest album. Revels doing O Spirit Sweet of Summertime from the Wild Mountain Time came out back in 1993. And Labana was Summer Solstice from Night Passage, Invocations for the Journey. And Phil Thornton was Summer Solstice from A Solstice. It is 9:58. We are going out of here with Kate Chadbourne is going to give us an Edna St. Vincent Millay poem, The Witch Wife.
And she never will be all mine. She learned her hands on a fairy tale and her mouth on a valentine. She has more hair than she needs in the sun. 'Tis a woe to me. is a string of colored beads or steps leading down to the sea.